A Fantastic Future. Promises from the Lord Regarding the Family's Future by Maria. FDMM FM number 3624, April 2006. Dear family, I have something wonderful to share with you. Some inspiring and encouraging messages from our husband about our future. These were received when we recently asked the Lord for some more information about what we can expect in the future. He gave these messages in reply, which I pray you will find as thrilling as I did. Of course, as with all of the Lord's promises, they're contingent on our obedience. But as long as we continue yielding and obeying, both personally and as a family, the things that the Lord talks about in these messages are guaranteed. So we have a lot of excitement, miracles, and answers to prayer to look forward to as we continue to walk the walk of disciples and strengthen ourselves spiritually for what lies ahead. It's wonderful to be part of the family with you and to be able to look forward into the future with hope, faith, and joy. Not many people in the world can do that. They usually feel apprehension, fear, or worry when they think about their future. They worry about their finances, health, job security, world conditions, and so much more, all of which can make their lives pretty miserable. But we in the family are so blessed to know that not only is our future as bright as the promises of God, but to also be privileged to have the Lord share some of the details of that future with us. He doesn't tell us everything, of course. And even what he does tell us is often a bit mysterious or veiled. But we know that what lies ahead is good, that we will not lack for anything, and that as the end draws nearer, our husband's power within us will only increase. So don't worry if you don't understand everything that the Lord tells us in these messages. When it comes to peeking into the future, our view is a bit foggy, and it's normal not to understand everything. But don't let lack of understanding for how everything will play out or exactly when these things will happen or exactly what the Lord is talking about rob you of the encouragement that these messages can provide. Don't dissect what the Lord wants to use to encourage you. Even if you don't understand everything, let these messages sink into your hearts and inspire you and motivate you to continue fighting. You're not responsible for when, where, or how these promises are fulfilled. You're just responsible to keep doing your best for Jesus today, knowing that the future is in His hands and under His control. In His time, He will fulfill all of His promises to us as we continue doing our part to obey. Peter and I love you, dear family. Thank you for being visionaries, living not just for today, but for our glorious, fantastic future. Much love, Mama. Note, all messages that follow are from Jesus, unless otherwise noted. There are more worlds to conquer. Do you see what I'm doing with my family? I'm strengthening the family as homes and as individuals. This is my goal, and what my vision of an elite cadre of officers means, that each family member grows in their personal discipleship and walk with me, that each one learns to take initiative, to have a strong link with me, and grows in their leadership abilities, that each one learns to abound and to abase, to be in sickness or in health, to be popular, common, or outlawed, yet keep their eyes fixed on me and their vision focused on winning the world for me. That each home is a tight team of radical and fully committed disciples who live, breathe, and fight to love and to win others, to teach my sheep and to win the lost at any cost as I lead. My vision is to have thousands and thousands of little Jesuses spread throughout this world, living as I lived, doing the work I began of loving and teaching all men, wreaking havoc on the devil and his plans, and ushering in the kingdom of heaven on earth. Each family member is being trained toward this end, It's with this vision in mind that I prepare the family, because with this preparation, you'll be able to live, work, and survive through any world conditions, both the present ones of relative tolerance, as well as any future persecutions, and even the Great Tribulation. The family must function both indigenously and as one big unit. It's just as important that you're unified and doing the same thing as a family as it is that you're capable of functioning and carrying on my will and our goal of winning and teaching the world, even if you're alone or with only a few others. I need the family as a whole, and just as much, I need little Davids who can build indigenous churches like your father David did, and boldly face and overcome any Goliaths the enemy may put in your way. You're becoming that family of individual leaders. Each family member is taking on the role I have for them, whether it's that of a sergeant, a lieutenant, a colonel, or a general. You're growing into the missionaries and world changers that I need you to be, and gaining the vision, the experience, the know-how, and the spiritual link that will transform your weak clay vessels into powerhouses of my spirit that will change the world and alter the course of history. The family is it. You're doing the job and becoming the men and women I need you to be. There's a ways to go yet, and much more to be done, but that should only inspire and motivate you, knowing that the fight is not over and that there are more worlds to conquer. You're my lovers and intimate brides, as well as my fighters, my disciples, my teachers, my missionaries, my leaders, my followers, my flexible and moldable vessels that I can adapt to suit any purpose. You're my children of light, who are not only reflecting my light into a dark world, but who are lighting the candles of others, cleaning mirrors, and installing light bulbs that will generate even more light. You're learning to do the ultimate good in a work that lasts, not just while there is a heaven and an earth, but forever. I can't and won't refuse. With each step forward that you, my brides, take, you shed a little more of the physical world. You let go of a little more of your earthly thoughts, weights, and mentality. And in their place, you take on a little more of my spirit, thoughts, and ways. So although you sometimes feel that your earthly strength is waning, and you wonder how much more you've got left in you, and how you're going to make it in the days to come, I want you to know that my spirit is going to be filling in the spaces where you feel you're lacking. If you're starting to feel like you can't keep up, or that you're not as capable of doing the work that's on your plate, or that the needs have grown, or are going to grow too great, ask me for more of my spirit and anointing to help you to be able to meet the needs that are in front of you. It's an invitation I can't and won't refuse, because I love to use every opportunity you give me to show my miracle-working power. This is just the beginning step of how I will refit you, my end-time brides, for the days to come. I'm slowly taking away your crutches and the things of earth that you lean on, and more I'm requiring you to stand on your faith in me and my promises. It's as if the ground of the physical is slowly eroding beneath your feet. But yet I expect you to stand your ground in the spirit, even when it seems as though you're standing on nothing. You might not be standing on anything by physical standards, but in the spirit you'll be upheld on the wings of faith and courage and by my strength. So lose sight of the shore and launch out into the deep each day, knowing that I will see you through each storm that comes your way, and that I'm more than able to provide for your needs and those of the family. I go before you each step of the way. When a shepherd leads his flock, he goes before them to prepare the way, to find the safest route, and also to find places where the sheep will be safe. So will I lead you as your head shepherd. I will go before you each step of the way. I will find the places that are safe and sheltered, and where you will have all your needs supplied. I will also lead you away from danger ahead of time, whether it's a fierce storm, a pack of wolves, or other predators. I will see to the needs of your lambs and make sure that they are well cared for. I will also see to the sick and the wounded and will not abandon any. I promise you this as the head shepherd of my flock. With me in the lead, we'll continue to grow and to prosper, no matter what kinds of storms come or what beasts of prey try to attack us. They will come in contact with my shepherd's rod, and I will smite any that would try to harm any of my lambs. Worry not, and know that even though you must sleep and take your rest, I keep the flock. I never sleep, and I'm always awake and ready to defend my little ones and to see to their needs. Keep expecting the impossible to happen. To you has been given a special commission and a great destiny to fulfill, one that requires great faith, pure gold faith. None other will do. The task before you is one that seems impossible when seen through the eyes of man, given your earthly limitations. But I've never been one for sticking to the limits, have I? I like asking my family to do the seemingly impossible, because then it means that only I can do it. When I ask you to launch out into the deep with an idea that seems crazy, and you do it, I love to see you in action, because it shows how much you believe in my word and that whatever I ask of you is possible. I enjoy watching you, my brides, stand on a limb and soar it off just because I've asked you to. Then I'm able to catch you and to carry you further than you've dreamed possible or could have gone on your own because of your obedience to me in everything I ask. I will help you to perform the impossible. You will do mighty miracles because each day that you live for me and serve me in the days to come will be a miracle. Each time you say yes and obey and follow and do what seems to be impossible will be a miracle. So you'll be performing lots of miracles each day, and you already are. You've just got to keep it up. Keep taking those steps of faith and expecting the impossible to happen. And I promise you that it will. My power will be released on your behalf according to the amount of faith that you possess. So if you feel uncertain about the future and wonder how things are going to turn out, feed your faith. Keep going to my word. Keep hearing from me in prophecy, as that's what's going to keep you through any difficulty, any problem, and will enable you to claim miracles in any situation you face. The seeds will awaken. I have poured so much into you, and it will not return to me void. I promise you that my blueprint for the future contains special roles that are designed for you to fill. If you'll let my anointing stay within you, and if you'll let me continue to use you, I will do miracles for you because of your deep love for me. I will hold back nothing from you. I will please you in all that you ask, and I will bless you in all that you do. I would even still the sun and hold back the moon and stop the revolving of the planets if you asked it of me, so that you might accomplish my will. I will part the waters at the slightest sign of your faith, so that your armies may march forth into battle, unhindered by physical circumstances or impossibilities, for I wish every victory to be yours. Whatever you ask of me, I will do, because I wish to show you and the whole earth who I'm well pleased with and who I deeply love, you, my brides. You will be granted unique power from me because you, my brides, have gone to Golgotha and back for me. I will give you the sweetest dispensation of my power because you are worthy because of your love for me. The seeds that you have received of me, the seeds that you have sucked from me, the seeds that you have allowed into your life will awaken. Even now, those seeds work in your spirit, in your heart, and in your mind. Even now, those seeds bear fruit within you, and they change you, strengthen you, encourage you, fortify you, and so much more, because my seeds are spirit, and they are life. They're a spiritual force and power, and as you take them in, drink them in, and absorb them into your being, they affect great change within you, and they empower you to become more like me. My seeds will do so much for you. They'll result in more than even the immediate fruit you feel and see right now. Just as a man's seed becomes one with the woman and creates a new life, a whole new being from the fruit of their union, so will my seeds do for you. One day my seeds will bring forth the ultimate fruit within your lives, the ultimate demonstration of my spiritual power and strength upon this earth. There will be a rebirth within you, as my spirit and seeds bring forth renewed spirit, vigor, power, and strength. You will give birth to the fruit of my seeds, and this fruit will cause you to shine and do great exploits. So take in my seeds now, today, in great and deep measure. Drink them in through drinking in my words. Absorb them through living my words. Become one with them through making love to me and loving me intimately and deeply. Taste them through praising me and always suck for more. The more of me that you take in today, the greater my power and my spirit will shine through you tomorrow. You will bear spiritual babies for my glory. You will go forth with my spiritual power, my spiritual strength, and my spiritual abilities. I have given you my seeds to enable you to feel my love for you personally, but also to enable you to do great things for me. My seeds are meant to bear fruit and to create life, spiritual life. This, my loves, is the greater power that I speak of, the culmination of my seeds within you. I will not let my seeds go to waste, my darlings. But all that I've poured into you, all that I've given you, all that I've stored deep within your hearts will come to fruition and will be called upon and tapped into in the future. And yes, the keys are my seeds. For the keys are my words and the keys are me. As you use the keys, you are using the power and might of my being. As you store the keys within your hearts, you are storing me within your being. As keepers of the keys, you are also keepers of my seeds. The final culmination of my seeds within you is one and the same with the assembly of the final key that will turn the final lock to release the final power, that ecstatic time when heaven's greatest power is unleashed and poured out upon you, my end-time brides. So don't give up or be weary in well-doing, my beloved ones. I need you to be recipients of heaven's greatest shower of power. And you will be, as you continue to say yes to me, and as you continue to love me with all your heart and soul and mind. Your love and yieldedness to me will keep my hands busy, using you, empowering you, and anointing you for my glory. I need you. I need you. Becoming a financial power. There are many people in the family today who wonder when they will see the fulfillment of my promises to make the family a financial power. But I tell you, my loves, that that day is coming. It will come not only through an increase of family tools and publications being highly sought after, bought and sold, or through windfalls or inheritances, but it will also come through supernatural and inexplicable means. As you well understand, over the last few years, the family wasn't ready to become a financial power. There were many who weren't fulfilling the requirements I've given in order for the windows of heaven to be opened. But all of that is beginning to change now, and will continue to change as you are obedient to the counsel that I've given you about how to avail yourselves of my full blessings. And if this trend continues, you will begin to see the fulfillment of this promise in the near future. You will see that I will provide enough for what you need to do, enough for what I want you to do, and more. You will have above and beyond your needs. However, even with an increase of finances, I will also do what I see is necessary to keep you desperate and dependent on me. This promise of becoming a financial power is one that is contingent on my children's obedience to me and my word, and it is also contingent on your wise and prayerful use of the increased finances, so that through it all, my name will be glorified and my will be enacted. The power of the light will intensify. The family will be a great light amidst the gross darkness that is encircling and settling upon the world. As David often said, the greater the darkness, the brighter the light will be seen. As the world gets darker, the brighter will be the light that shines on my children's faces. It will be a light that sustains them, envelops them, and protects them. For the light that shines through them will be the light of truth, the truth that makes free. As they loose the captives of the enemy's system by the power of this light, they will shine brighter. With each manifestation of the power of the light, with each time my children allow me, the light of the world, to shine through them and to work miracles through them, they will become stronger and the power of the light will intensify. With each conquest of darkness, the light is made brighter and stronger, so that my children will increase in power and go from strength to strength. Those who are set free will be the ones who will care for you and minister to your physical needs. They will be the ones who provide you with food, homes, and financing. They will be the ones who help you to cross borders safely or to move easily within your field of service. They will be willing to do anything to help you and to shield you to the best of their ability from the enemy's system. Strengthen the power of the light within you. Exercise the power of the light by spending time with the source, me. I will make your faces to shine. Battle thrills. My faithful loves, who I have called and chosen, what I have begun in you, I will complete till the end of the world. The gifts and talents I have given you, the lessons you have learned, the breakings and trials you have gone through, the spiritual power and blessings that your intimacy with me and deep yieldedness to me affords you, will continue to make you powerhouses in the days to come. I will continue to greatly use you during the end time and the great tribulation. Although you do not presently see or understand all the details and logistics of how end-time events will impact my family, you can rest assured that I have a great and wonderful plan to use you, and that it will be thrilling and fulfilling. Your spiritual gifts will blossom even more during those days, and you'll continually find yourself thinking, "Praise God that I stuck, and that I went through those experiences over the last many years. Praise God for the spiritual strengths and gifts He brought into my life through all those many battles and breakings. Praise God for the training I received and the lessons I learned. I can see that not only were those lessons and skills important during those days of relative peace, but that in fact they're even more important and needed now." Yes, my loves, that's the truth. I am teaching you many great and wonderful things during this time, and you certainly need every bit of instruction and insight I'm giving you now, but you're going to need it even more in the days to come. While the physical details may be different, the spiritual principles I've entrusted you with will be even more applicable and needful in the dark days ahead. Things will be very different. It'll be a very different time. And because there will be so many supernatural causes and effects, it'll be a thrill and a joy to you to use the spiritual lessons, gifts, counsel, and weapons that you've learned and received during these years. It will excite your hearts to see the principles of the Spirit come to life before your very eyes, to see in real living color the manifestations of my power through you and the weapons of the Spirit. You'll see my hands work mighty wonders through you. And although the battles will be challenging, I will also give you what I like to call battle thrills. You will enjoy the battle and thrill to it. You'll be excited at what I will unfold before you in that day, what miracles I will do, what victories I will bring, what works of the enemy my power in you will bring to naught. The tribulation will be a dark time for the world, the darkest time in history. But for you, my loves, it doesn't need to be that way. And I don't want you to look to the future with dread, thinking, my God, things are going to get worse. Yes, they will get worse for the world, but for you, they're just going to get better and better as you continue to receive my word and obey it. That will be your greatest source of protection, direction, and strength in the days to come. And it's your greatest preparation today. As you call, I hear and take action. As your days are, so do I give you strength. As your needs arise, so do I supply. As you come before my throne, so do I answer. As you call, I hear and take action. As you intercede in prayer, I release the floodgates of heaven's power. As you look to my Spirit for guidance and direction, I provide you with the Spirit helpers and wisdom you need. As you take the leap of faith to cross the veil that separates the physical realm from the spiritual one, I open your eyes to receive new truth, new power. As you allow me full possession, we are one. And nothing, nothing will ever be able to come between us or to separate us. None of you have come to your zenith of usefulness yet. You have been called and chosen. Your mission to earth is one that will last till the day you return home to me. Your destiny is one that includes being greatly used by me in the days to come, even during the days of the tribulation. When we met together before you left the halls of heaven for your mission to earth, I showed you how wonderfully I was going to use you right up till the day I called you home. You asked me if you would have the strength you needed to continue, and I promised that with each step of yieldedness to my plan for your life, you would be given 100 times more power, strength, and blessings. With each step that you've taken, you've received increased anointing and strength. I'm going to use you in greater ways than you've ever dreamed possible. None of you have come to your zenith of usefulness yet. I don't mean that I haven't used you greatly, because I have. You've given yourselves to me fully, and I use you in equal capacity. But because your yieldedness, love for me, and understanding and usage of the power of the spirit world is only going to increase, your usefulness to me will only increase, and there'll be no stopping you. I'll give you the very best every day to enable you to continue to give your best to me. You have reached many mountain peaks, many summits. You're conquering the range, but your earthly life's greatest peak of glory will be the day when I bring you home to me and richly reward you before all creation as I say to you, well done, my good and faithful servants. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Everything that I have is yours. Little is much if I am in it. You may feel small and weak, but to me you are great, because you give your all. And because you do, my promise is to give you my all of my love, power, word, anointing, insight, wisdom, joy, peace, comfort, encouragement, spirit help, strength, light, victory, supply, health, protection, and provision. Everything that I have is yours. That's a promise you can cash in at any time for any need. I'll be faithful to honor my word. So put me to the test. Robes of faith unshakable. My future family will be strong. Strong in their gift of prophecy and strong in faith. What destabilizes and even shatters their faith today will hardly faze them in the future. Through these battles and these preparatory years, they are learning to don the white robes of faith unshakable. Robes that will carry them into the future to fulfill their personal destinies, as well as the collective destiny of my family of the end. Your destiny is to shine as the stars in the midst of gross darkness. But those robes of faith can only shine and become outstanding after having been through many fires and many refinings and many shakings and many breakings. My family is being shaken and tested now. They're being tried and made white. But in the future, their faith will be solid, pure, and unadulterated. What so easily destabilizes their faith now, what so easily alarms them and causes them to fear and worry and distrust, will hardly catch their eye in the future. Their faith will become unbreakable as bulletproof vests of light and life. This is how each one will fulfill their destinies. This is how each one will be able to call down miracles from heaven, miracles that will shock the world and bring attention to my power and my presence in an age that has forgotten me. Your destiny is to stand out from the world, to be boldly apparent as voices of truth and bodies of indescribable light and brilliance. Your light will draw many to me, as the stars draw attention to the heavens. Your presence will proclaim my closeness to mankind, and those who see you will know that I live. You are the stars who will guide men to me. It is your destiny to herald my second coming. As angels from heaven heralded my birth on earth, you, my angels on earth, will herald my return. You will be the angels whose singing and heralding will be the prelude to my glorious return. You will be the stars that will guide wise men to me in those last moments of your time on earth. Everything that was portrayed and proclaimed at my first appearance on earth is also significant of what will be portrayed and proclaimed upon my return. You are the angels who will sing of my return. You are the stars who will guide men to me. You are the heralds who will approach individuals to tell them the great truth of my return. You will be the happening thing of the future. What you do and say and sing of will be heard and noised abroad. You will be in the news. As the angels of old were recorded in the scriptures, you will be recorded even in earth's records as those who spoke of the king's return. Some will hear and be glad. Others will scoff and mock you. And others will hate and revile you for your words. But you will be heard. You will be noticed. You will speak, and kings will hear you. You will sing, and nations will listen. Your words won't fall to the ground, but they'll embed themselves in the soil of men's hearts and bear witness of my truth. Your words and your witness will have a much greater effect in the future, because when something is forbidden or looked down on by the majority, or by those in authority, it is always sought after with greater hunger, greater desire, even by those who wouldn't have wanted such truth before. that which is forbidden will become the fruit of choice for those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, and they will be filled. The years of promise. The promises I have given the family can almost be compared to the promise of the future that I gave to King David of old. When he was just a shepherd boy, I showed him that he would be king, and that he would rule my nation with power. But it took years to see that fulfillment. He first went through the preparatory years, followed by the years of persecution, and then finally received the years of promise. Even then there were still struggles and difficulties, but my promise was fulfilled. The promises I have given the family will likewise be fulfilled. Though it is taking years of preparation, and though it will take times of persecution and fight and battle, know that these times will soon be followed by the years of promise. The years of promise don't necessarily mean times of peace, but the time of my promises fulfilled. The miracles I have promised, the financial blessings I have spoken of, the influence I have promised, all that I have promised of the family's future will be fulfilled, just as it was for King David. There will still be battles, as there will always be enemies. There will still be persecution. There will still be difficulties. But your obedience will have secured that place in my future of promise. All that I have spoken will be fulfilled. You will have everything that I promised you would. So although it's taking time to see that fulfillment, don't chicken out. David had many opportunities to give up on my word and to seek a new life for himself. But because he continued to believe that my promises would be fulfilled, and he continued to fight every battle that came his way because of his belief and obedience, then my promises were able to come to pass to him, and not one thing failed thereof. Don't despise these days of growth and maturation. In the future, my family will not face many of the battles and difficulties they face right now. The battles with discord, lack of unity, lack of getting along within homes or areas, the battles for finances and faith for supply, the battles with the law of love and the use of the spiritual weapons, many of these battles and trials will not be such a dominant or main part of family life in the future. Right now, it's almost as if the family is still in its childhood days. Family members aren't necessarily like children, but the growth and progress of the family can be compared to that of a child. It takes time for a child to grow up. It takes time to pour into that child and train him or her for all they're going to need during adulthood. The family has been growing, learning new skills, maturing in its use of the spiritual weapons, and it's progressed and come a long way since its birth. You, my family, have grown, but there still remain days of maturation and growth. But soon my family will enter their adulthood, when they will put their childish ways behind them and become the ecclesia I have called them out to be. That is when these battles and problems that seem so prevalent now will become a thing of the past. For when they were children, they spoke like children, understood as children, and thought as children. But when they become men and women, they will put away childish things. They will grow out of these squabbles, and in adulthood, they will turn around to pour into the many children of the world who are still dumb and ignorant and in need of guides and parents to show them the way. My family will become the parental figure to those in the world who are lost and searching, while the devil and his cohorts will try to be an enticing leader or role model that little worldly children will look up to and admire. He won't be able to be the motherly figure that hugs them when they're scared or carries them when they're tired. while they might look up to him for a little while and will follow his ways for as long as it seems cool, when they stumble and fall, when they lose hope and lose faith, they will look for someone who can help them and be there for them. That's where you'll come in, my motherly family. And you'll take them into your arms and comfort them with the comfort you have been given. So don't despise these days of growth and maturation. You need these years of training and growing so that in the future you can be the parental figure as a family that the lost children of the world will need. These days of growth are important. Everything that I have told you will come to pass. The family of the future is going to be everything Dad said it would be, and more. If you want your faith stoked, read up on Dad's letters where he spoke with such conviction and faith of all that the family would be and do in the future. He had the faith to believe that everything I promised would be so. Even though there were many, many problems and the family was far from perfect, he still believed that what I had promised would be true for you, my family. He never doubted for a moment that my words were going to come to pass. The thought never occurred to him that your future would not be as beautiful as I had said. That is, of course, as long as you continued to remain faithful and obedient. Read his letters and be encouraged by his faith. He believed, not having seen the promised fruit, but being fully persuaded that what I had promised, I was able also to perform, even though he never got to see it in this life. But you will see it. Everything that I have told you will come to pass. I told you that I have given my word, and I would not lie unto my servant David. I swore by that word. I will keep my word. Whatever I have said to David about you, my family, will come to pass. As you remain on this path of obedience, I promise you, I swear to you, that I will fulfill my word. My announcement vehicle. You will be my announcement vehicle, my trumpet, my herald. Those who lift up my voice to the world and announce to all what is happening. These announcements will be many and varied, and they will come from many different parts of the earth, sometimes here, sometimes there, sometimes from a few quarters, and sometimes from all corners of the earth, sometimes making an announcement to this country of their situation and their sins, other times announcing to that country of what road I want them to take, sometimes announcements to kings and queens in private of what I am counseling them, other times announcements to presidents and premiers in public of what my will is. At first, people will think these announcements sound offbeat and askew, trivial, as if they're from some wacky group. But eventually they will catch on, be accepted, and reach the mainstream through the power of truth, to the point that kings, presidents, and countries will wonder if the family has something to say about this, or wonder what the family thinks about that. That's because the things I show you to proclaim will be truth. They will be bold announcements, that which only I dare to give, and they will be the cutting edge of truth. These words will sink deep into their hearts and speak to these people and to the people of these nations. That, my loves, is one of my promises of the future of the family, if they obey and follow. Announcing the signs of the times. The family will tell the signs of the times, what this thing means and what that event signifies. They will explain the web of Satan, exposing the web that is being weaved and the net that Satan is laying for entrapment. The family will foretell of the coming dictator, the man of sin, and of his goal to become king of the world. The family will expose his facade, shine the light on his lies, and undermine his reasoning. Why? Because I myself will be shining my light and undermining his reasoning with my truth, so that all who may see will see and have a way well marked out for them to get back to the truth. The family will be the premier group announcing the signs of the times, what is happening in the formation of Satan's end-time kingdom, so that all the sheep who choose to may find a way back to my pastures. Yes, even in those terrible end-time days. An alternative society. The family will set up places of refuge throughout the world for the sheep to find refuge from the worldwide system of Satan. I will provide for them there. These refuges will not just be in one country or one area, but they must be worldwide, just as the family homes are now and have been for decades. This is because in that day, there will have to be places within reach of the sheep to give them hope. For yes, I will gather my children from the four corners of the earth and set up a standard for the nations, an alternative society, living and surviving outside the devil's system. He'll say it can't be done, that all must receive the mark. But the family will prove that it can be done, that one can still choose to live for God and not the devil, and survive well, even without compromising with the devil's worldwide system. I will not be outsmarted by Lucifer, and as he sets up his system, I will set up my alternative, until that day when I come back in the clouds, as I have promised, to gather into my arms all those who have stayed faithful to me. And then in vengeance we will wreak havoc on the devil's system and people that have wreaked havoc on the world. The standard of discipleship. If the family stays on the cutting edge of revolution and doesn't compromise, then they will be my voice calling the churches out of compromise. Compromise will become more obvious, and my children of David will become the standard of discipleship, of following me, of not compromising with the system, but putting me and my principles above the principles of greed and selfishness fostered by the system. In that day, my children of the churches will have to make decisions as to where they stand and who they serve, and you, my loves, will be the standard and the obedient ones who dare to defy life for Satan in favor of life for me. Many will join you in that day, for I will speak to their hearts, and they will see the truth, and they would rather die for the truth than live any more for the lie that had them so trapped. Fierce spiritual warfare will be fought. My family will receive the promises that I have promised. They will be able to peer through the fabric between the physical and the spiritual world and clearly see the real truth motivating the world and the events in the world. And they will be able to reach into the spirit world and bring to pass physical miracles through their grasp of the spiritual realities. The family will have great faith. Faith to obey and follow the things of the Spirit. Therefore, there will be healings, there will be miracles of food and supply, and there will be miracles of defense and destruction for the sake of my children and my will. Fierce spiritual warfare will be fought, the good spirits of heaven wielded by my children against the evil spirits of hell wielded by the Antichrist and his children. And my children will prevail, as did the rod of Moses against those of Pharaoh's magicians, because of my much greater power and superiority. My children will be vehicles of these miraculous manifestations of the power of the spirit world over the physical world, and do miracles in establishing my will and my dominance over the will and dominance of Satan. Obeying me rather than compromising for gain. The family will survive throughout the earth. They will prosper and grow because they have followed me. They will prove that obedience to me pays, and that I provide for those who obey, even if I have to drop it directly out of the spirit world into the physical. They will prove that obedience to me is more important than the struggle for survival, and by this decision they will escape the trap of Satan and of the Antichrist, who will lure people through the fear of not being able to survive. Thus the family will grow and prosper throughout the earth if they follow this principle of obeying me rather than compromising for gain. For I never fail to provide for those who obey. The ranks of the family will swell. The family will become a worldwide society. You say you are a worldwide society now, but these 10,000 you see now are just the seed of the future. Seed can remain in a dormant state for years, but if it is good seed, if it is true seed, when the conditions are right, the seed germinates and brings forth fruit. And this fruit can be brought forth year after year after year from one tiny little seed. It is the same with the seed that is the family now. It is good seed. It is pure seed composed of the pure truth of God. If the family remains faithful, each one will bear fruit 100-fold, and those again 100-fold, and the ranks of the family will swell until they do become a power on this earth, and until the Antichrist does have to do something about them. Right now the family is small, and the enemy is trying to stamp you out through spiritual warfare such as doubts and outside attacks from former members. But the day will come when these tactics will no longer work, as the family multiplies and becomes an entire culture based on the words of God, based on me, based on the truth. It will be a worldwide organization of those who have defied the God of this world and have come back to me, and who have dedicated their hearts and their lives to me. They will be a power to be reckoned with, and the Antichrist won't be able to ignore them. Some will fall to try them and to purge them and to make them white, but many will remain my white-hot warriors, delivering my message until the end. The world needs my message, and my message needs messengers. And I have chosen you, my family, as my end-time messengers, my bride who will follow me to the ends of the earth and love not their lives to the death. It is you, my family, you are they, if you remain faithful and forsake me not. You were born for this ministry and have been trained for years, learning humility, wisdom, and love. Seize this anointing I have given you, and don't let another take your crown. The destiny that is yet to be revealed. The greatest masterpieces require time, but oh, how the beauty gives honor to the labor and effort put into the creation. You're going to look back and see the tremendous progress that has been made in the strengthening of the family. At present, what stands before you may not be a very complete work of art, or even seem like much of a masterpiece, because you see the work that is yet to be done. But stop. Shut your eyes for a moment, and ask me to open your spiritual eyes to see the victory that lies before you, the destiny that is yet to be revealed. Oh, with such wonder do I behold how the children of David have taken up the challenge to fulfill their calling as my end-time brides. Today, you're still rallying the troops, still forming the ranks and organizing the advance. But in that day, a day not too far away, what glory will be revealed when the ranks of the children of David stand shoulder to shoulder in unity and oneness with each other and with the mighty host of angelic forces that aids you from the unseen realm. In that day, the trivial struggles you face on a daily basis will have vanished. Not that the problems will no longer be there, but the unfolding of the family's calling will have dawned in great splendor and dwarfed everything else by comparison. What is now just a sliver of dawn on the horizon will have broken into a glorious sunrise, marking the greatest years of the family. The future benefits in store. Do you wonder at your destiny, where I will take you, and what will be the next advancement once this stage is over? Let me assure you that in the years to come, you will feel much joy and gratitude for the training I've given the family over these years, as you see the role that I'm calling the family to play grow, as you grow and blossom. Let me enumerate some of the future benefits in store for you as you continue down this path of obedience and complete this course of strengthening. There will be greater dedication in spirit ignited in the hearts of each disciple. You'll be stronger overall. The family won't fall back into the state of lethargy or compromise that once weakened its ranks. There will be substantial stability in the family on all fronts, because as each disciple and each home becomes stronger in spirit, they will live the word to the full and will be able to stand confidently on my promises. And thus the promises I spoke of in years past of the family becoming a financial power will begin to unfold, for the right groundwork will have been laid in order for me to fulfill this promise. Your great commission of reaching the world for me will be the driving motivation of each disciple, and as a result, there will be an increase in disciples and membership. There will be more people joining the different levels of family membership, and your active membership will increase, producing stronger members and eventual disciples through the word that they receive. You'll be more resilient when facing the attacks of your apostates, and will have greater resources and legal foundation to counterattack the attempts of your detractors to discredit and bring down the family. Your children will receive better training, both spiritually and scholastically. Those who have left over the years and departed from the faith will begin to return, having witnessed the changes in the family, and will once again answer my rallying call. Greater miracles and answers to prayer will take place. You will claim the impossible and see miracles unfold before your eyes. These are only the tip of the iceberg, my loves, of the great things I'm going to do through my family in the days to come. Your destiny has only begun to unfold. New defining highlights within the family. Dad. Oh, I can hardly wait to see these coming years. I've had my share of sneak peeks into the future that the Lord has in store for the family, and every time I recall those thrilling promises of the future coming to pass for you, I'm filled with such joy. I can't help but praise the Lord, shouting and giving glory to Him, knowing that what's on the horizon are the deepest dreams of my heart for the family coming to pass. While I was with you, I had often tried to explain to you what I envisioned the family doing and becoming in the days to come, whether it was through miraculous feats in the end time or greater expansion of the family. But when I look at what the Lord has in store for you, I see that what I explained to you and the future I foretold could be compared to a few pixels on the screen of all that the Lord has in store for you, an infinitesimal portion of the mighty acts that He's going to do through you in these coming days. You're going to look back at all that you've gone through and see that those tests and modifications on you as a whole have prepared you for the beautiful future that lies before you. You think you've seen miracles done through the keys on your behalf, but let me tell you, you haven't seen 1/100th of what the mighty keys of the kingdom are going to do for you. Think the impossible. The keys will blast through that and beyond. There will be no limits with the keys. And no limits is not just a catchy phrase. It's the reality of the power of the keys used to the full, helping you to fulfill your destiny. There'll be new defining highlights within the family. What you had once considered your glory days in your witnessing and reaching the world will pale in comparison to the harvest you will begin to reap. A witnessing fever will sweep through the heart of each disciple and awaken within them a yearning and motivation to witness that no man or force of hell will be able to quench. More promises for the future. Jesus, even my little ones will be cared for, and I will not allow the enemy to exact upon them in any way. Any of his seeming victories will be turned into ignominious defeats as I raise my mighty hand in defense of my little ones. Their mothers and fathers will dwell in safety. They will not dwell in fear, for they will see that I'm easily able to care for their lambs through the power of my hands. Therefore, they will not fear to be fruitful and multiply, knowing that they will be able to care for their own, even as I care for my own. As I have promised you, the hungry ones will flock to the doors of your homes as refuges from the storm and beg to enter and be comforted with my words of light and truth and hope and salvation. They will be driven by fear that they can't escape, and my angels of salvation and witness will usher them to your doors to be saved from it. And you will witness a wave of soul-winning and disciple-reaping as never before. Think the impossible. Dream the unfathomable. Believe the incredible, and the keys will bring it to pass. That will be the truth of the future that lies before you. A destiny that until now has seemed hazy and obscured with difficulty will become a paramount declaration of the inhabitation of my spirit within the children of David. It doesn't matter what opposition stands in your way at present. As you keep progressing to form a tightly knit army, the power of the keys will become a reality in each of your lives. You will be a mighty force both in the heavens and on earth. Many will stand in awe of you, and my spirit will radiate from you, drawing the lost and the searching to you like a magnet. Great will be the reaping in those days. You're going to have a lot more faith for miracles of supply and healing, because you will know that you're pleasing me more, are purer in spirit, and are fuller of my power. As a result of this increase in faith, you'll claim my power more often and with more authority, and see many more answers to prayer and miracles. I will give you spiritual power that none of your adversaries will be able to gainsay or resist. Your sample will be so powerful in the days to come that it will cut through the lies and pretenses and either make converts of your detractors and enemies or expose their true motives for hating you. The cloak for their sins will be removed through the sample you will become and the spiritual power you will have. Satan will be angry at all you'll receive and accomplish in the days to come. His inside attacks will be much less successful. And to compensate, he will increase his empty wind attacks from the outside. But these will only serve to tighten your ranks, my loves, to push you all closer together and give you more determination than ever. His attacks in the future will not destabilize you as much as his previous assaults have. Rather, they will make you visibly stronger as each home and unit packs tightly together in unity against his empty winds of threat and bluster. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I will do a new thing and make possible for you what has seemed impossible until now. I will remove the obstacles that have kept you out of certain countries, places, and ministries. I will ensure that the entire earth is yours to fill with my message. I will ensure that you are at the forefront of the gospel being preached unto all nations to prepare for my coming. Your children and jets will be stronger. They will shine brightly for me and turn many to righteousness. There will be a tangible energy pouring through the veins of the family, and your young people will be swept along with it, eager to identify with and be part of something so powerful and real and happening. You will see the sheep and the lost seeking you out to a greater degree in fulfillment of my promises, rather than you having to look so hard for the few receptive ones. Worsening world conditions will drive many to you, and you will know that I have spoken the truth about the hungry and the lost coming to you, as those who are starving for food and water. I will simplify your lives and make so many problems and difficulties melt away. There will still be struggles, but they will be more meaningful and less taxing and draining on your spirit. The things you have to face will be less discouraging, mundane, and repetitive. You truly will experience greater victories as I free you from some of the things that have been typical family problems for so long and enable you to meet new challenges. Things are going to progress wonderfully in your outreach and your homes, to where you will no longer wish that I would hasten my return. You'll truly feel as David felt when he would pray and ask me for more years to do the job. You'll be happy with your progress, impressed with the great need, and motivated to continue working here on earth much more than you currently are. The future of the family will still depend on the choices of individuals, but you will have the most motivated group of individuals since the beginning of the family. The fruit that remains will be the closest to me, most powerful in spirit, most knowledgeable of my word, the most loving, humble, and sacrificial group to date. You'll realize the vision of being the elite troops, those who have endured past the cleansings and purgings to claim their destiny as part of the ecclesia. You will be better samples than you have been in the past. My plan is still to use you to show the world what can be done through love, that even in this day of hardened hearts, people can still live and love together when they're full of my spirit. I want to showcase you. Your homes and members will become better samples than in the past and will shine brightly on the world, reminding them that there is another way, a better way, a way of love. This, coupled with the temperance and guidelines now in place because you have learned through your mistakes and experience, will make for a powerful sample that those in the world will not be able to brush off lightly. You will be free, and they will see it and know it. Your adversary's accusations will hold no water, and they will know it. I will use you to be my free, pure, sexy, loving, humble brides, and this sample will cut the world to the heart, exposing their lack of love, and turn many, many souls to me. I will spoil you, my loves, in the days to come. As you keep giving more for me, and as you emerge from this difficult period of transition and restructuring, you'll be entitled to many more physical blessings, and I will heap them on. Even when world conditions become darker and more difficult, you'll be walking in the center of my will, bathed in the sunshine of my love, and I'll make everything that you accomplish and go through for me worth your while. There will be spiritual blessings and power, of course, but I will also spoil you physically, giving you blessings that will delight the hearts of all and prove that I am with you. There will be more fellowship, unity, and happiness. There will be less lonely people, for all will feel a part of these new units that I am creating. The whole family will be bonded together more tightly to face the world that is only getting darker. You'll have a new spirit of camaraderie and oneness, and this will translate to much more happiness, unity, and togetherness in your homes and between your homes. There will be more love, sharing, and tenderness. I will make you a strong tree. I have planted you, watered you, and now for many years I have purged you, pruned you, and shaken you. But your destiny is that of a mighty tree, to give shade, shelter, and protection to many, to be seen from afar off, standing bold and strong as a mighty oak in the middle of a dry and dusty plain, to be unmovable no matter what winds blow your way, to continually lift your branches to me in praise, showing everyone that your strength and help comes only from me. You ask what the future holds for you if you obey and make it. I say that your future holds the accomplishment of my will. And what greater promise could there be than that? The things that you as a family, as the end-time children of David, have been called and ordained to do, you will do. I have always had a special plan for you, and through your obedience and efforts to follow me now, I look ahead and I see that you will make it, that you will become what you were destined to be. I don't always disclose all the details to you, because you must also follow me step by step, letting me reveal each stage of the plan to you as you become ready. But what I can tell you is that I have a highest will for the family. I have always had this plan, and when I look ahead, I see you reaching that goal and fulfilling that destiny for me. Band of Warriors. Long ago, in the halls of heaven, there was a mighty band of warriors, a special fighting force that was charged with a mission: to protect and preserve the flame of truth, to guard the fires of revolution and freedom, to blaze abroad the passionate fires of the love of the bridegroom, till every heart on earth was ignited, and the bridegroom felt the heat and intensity of his bride's love for him. One day a relatively small number of this band was called before the throne of the bridegroom. He gathered them close to his bosom, and spoke with them of his great love and desire for them, as though each one was the only one present. They knew and felt how deeply they were loved by him, how their yieldedness and passion rejoiced his heart. They knew that he was very pleased with them, and that they found great favor in his eyes. They knew, for he told them, that they were the apple of his eye, his prized possession. They knew that they were not only a highly trained spiritual fighting force, but that above all, they were cherished and desired as though they were the only one in the world who had captured the love of the bridegroom. Then he explained to them that they had been selected for a special mission. Great and mighty warriors of the spirit realm, David, Maria, and Peter, had been called and chosen to lead the band of brides that would be a counterforce to Satan himself and his presence upon the earth in the last days. They would be those who would preserve the Spirit of the Lord, the purity of his light, love, power, freedom, and revolution upon the earth, lest the fire in that realm should flicker low, and all chance of the king finding faith upon the earth when he returned burn out completely. David, Maria, and Peter were allowed to select whomever they wanted from the halls of heaven to accompany them upon this mission. The king explained to the warriors in his presence that they had been chosen. Thus he had called them, and now was presenting them with the choice of accepting this mission. I am that king, and you are the members of that warrior band that were called and chosen on that day so long ago by Earth time. though I remember and experience it as if it were happening now. In what seemed like an instant, the course of your life, all that you would undergo and endure, flashed before your eyes. Then came the scenes of great triumph and victory as you vanquished the foe, and as Satan and his minions were cast into hell. You perceived the spirits of the earthly bodies that would be yours if you accepted this invitation to hold high the flame of truth and the fires of revolution and freedom. You saw my spirit resting upon you, encasing you, penetrating you, shielding you, empowering you. You saw the many thousands of lives that would be touched and changed if you were willing to accept this mission. You saw the enemy cursing and screaming when he saw that it was you, his arch enemies, who had defeated him in so many battles in this realm of the spirit, leading the charge against him. You saw how I became one with your spirits, minds, and bodies through the power of full possession, enabling you to rise above and to know that there are no impossibilities. You saw the gift of the keys and knew that you would be invincible with this power in your hands. You saw the spirit helpers who would descend to protect and guide you. You saw the key craft hovering over your heads. You saw the manifestations of the other spiritual gifts and weapons that I would bestow upon you. You felt the joy and satisfaction that your hearts would feel on the day you returned home to me, your proud and grateful husband, as tears of thankfulness and love flowed from your eyes, and you knelt before me, casting your crowns to the ground. You saw the incredible rewards that would be yours for eternity for your willingness to make this sacrifice for me. And my loves, I'm proud to say, though I can't say it without shedding tears of gratitude and praise to my Father, that each of you said yes and accepted this mission. In that moment, I took the sacred vial, that which contains the special enhancement of faith, fighting initiative, and endurance, and I anointed each of you for your earthly commission. Those of your band who remained in heaven were selected to be your guardians and instructors so that you would never be apart in spirit and would always be able to draw strength and power from one another. I want you to know that you're on target with fulfilling your destiny. All that you have been through and endured till now has been a part of my plan, a part of your strengthening, a part of your training. Any mistakes you've made along the way have only served to bring you closer to me and have worked for good in your life. You have been true to your mission, and along with me, your commander-in-chief, your father David, and your King Peter and Queen Maria, I call you to continue to keep the family pure, clean, separate from the world, dropped out, and moving forward. The greatest part of your ministry is coming. It's just around the corner. You will see that there are no limits to what I can do with men and women who are yielded to me.